Good morning. It's Monday, May 18th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. A Wichita business restores films to their former glory.
That could be our human history of the United States of America for the last 150 years.
We'll hear about a company that not just keeps much of Hollywood's history under storage, but helps to restore it, too. That's after the news. The former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, has been transferred to the ICE detention facility in Chase County. Joe Ceballos turned himself in to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement this week at the Wichita Processing Center, and he's now been moved to the Chase County Jail in Cottonwood Falls, which houses detainees for ICE. Last month, Ceballos pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges for voting as a non-citizen. He said voting was an honest mistake because he believed his permanent legal status as a green card holder allowed him to vote. An Alzheimer's diagnosis can upend a family's life. An upcoming conference in Wichita will offer resources and encouragement to caregivers. The Educating Across America tour takes place on May 20th at the Drury Plaza Hotel. It's sponsored by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Speakers will discuss early detection and grief support. Local author and grief coach Stacy Gladfelter says the conference will give caregivers more than information.
Why these types of settings are really, really important is, number one, to let them see that they're not in this journey alone. And then they can have a community of people who are going through the same journey they are.
Approximately 55,000 Kansans have Alzheimer's. The conference is open to the public. Information on registering is at alzfdn.org in their events calendar. As temperatures rise, Kansas officials are warning people who are visiting waterways of the risks of harmful algae. Rachel Schnelly of the Kansas News Service reports.
Harmful algal blooms can appear as foam or scum of varying colors floating through the water. They're most prevalent in the warmer months of April to October. Tony Stahl with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says ingesting water during the blooms is harmful for pets, livestock, and humans.
When our organs start to break down these toxins in the water that they may have ingested during recreation or other exposures, they tend to break down in the body and then cause inflammation in the liver. They cause stress on these organs.
The state operates a reporting system and maintains a website with current outbreaks of harmful algae. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency declaration following several large wildfires in southwest Kansas that were caused by lightning. The declaration allows the use of additional fire suppression resources to and provides state assistance in Clark, Ford, Harper, Meade, and Morton counties. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has staffed the State Emergency Operations Center with personnel from the Kansas Forest Service, Office of the State Fire Marshal, Kansas Department of Transportation, and the National Weather Service to coordinate state assistance and assist local responders. May weather means activity for everyone picks up, including for a tick with a particular taste for humans. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports on the Lone Star tick.
The most common tick in most of Kansas is the Lone Star tick, and they love to bite humans. We make good targets due to humans frequently walking through tick territory where prairie meets woodlands. They're more than just a nuisance, as they have the ability to spread several diseases to people. Kansas Department of Health and Environment entomologist Elizabeth Smith says the tick's territory has increased.
The Lone Star tick has certainly been expanding its range in recent years.
Smith says Lone Star ticks have been expanding to the north and northeast, following a common host for the parasitic arachnid, the white-tailed deer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zach Boblett in Topeka.
Rent prices in Wichita are increasing at a faster rate than in much of the rest of the country. A new analysis from the financial website Smart Asset says Wichita experienced the 14th largest percent increase in rent out of 100 U.S. cities. The report says the average rent increase nationwide was 1.73% from 2025 to this year. Smart Asset reported typical rent in Wichita is $1,125 a month compared to $1,080 last year. That's an increase of 4.13%. The report shows that Wichita's typical rent price has increased by nearly 33% since 2021. The U.S. Forest Service will waive fees on June 6th at all of its recreation sites on national forests and grasslands. Participating sites include the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita, Clinton Lake in Lawrence, and several other sites across Kansas. It's in honor of National Trails Day, which dates back to 1993. The Forest Service asks people to honor the day by leaving the trails better than they found them. The Forest Service will host six other fee-free days this year. A full list is at fs.usda.gov. We'll be back after this.
The next literary feast will be held at KMUW on Wednesday, May 27th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Son of Nobody by Life of Pi author Jan Martell. Public provides the feast, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Vast amounts of movie industry history have been stored in analog formats such as film and videotape. But if films are not kept in the right conditions, they can be damaged or even ruined. For this month's Culture Pop, Hugo Fan talks with a Wichita company that not only keeps much of Hollywood's history in storage, but restores it too.
Inside the former Farm Credit Bank building in downtown Wichita lies a laboratory where films are being restored to their former glory. Here, a frame of film is not just worth 1,000 words, but approximately 17 megabytes of server space.
I mean, film lasts a long time, but it doesn't last forever. And tape lasts even less amount of time than film does. So if you don't digitize it, you're going to lose that film or video, which, you know, if you look at museums, that could be our human history of the United States of America for the last 150 years.
That's Sean Rhodes, Director of Digital Services of the U.S. Division of Restore Studios. This division was purchased in 2024 by Underground Vaults and Storage, which is based in the salt mines of Hutchinson. Dan Reisig is the Vice President of Technology for UV&S.
So we have the same six families that have owned us since 1959, and we are a secure storage is what we're mostly known for, but we are a security company in the oddest way that we take care of not only paper and books and things like that. We also do many warehouses full of videotape and film.
Much of American life in the 20th century was recorded on film and videotape. Many filmmakers today not only still use it to capture a specific look for an image, but film masters continue to be utilized for archival purposes. UV&S and Restore Studios offer clients a way to maintain and update their assets.
The good news about being in the salt mine, it offers inexpensive, long-term, very steady temperature and humidity. That's really what it is. The space is relatively inexpensive. We're not building buildings. We're just basically occupying space that's been mined out. Once it's inventoried, you can say, I want to do these 12 pieces or these 15 pieces. Can you send them over to Restore Studios in Wichita? It will be securely transported on a UV&S vehicle over here under our security and dropped off here at Restore Studios. We'll digitize it. We'll upload your videos to the web if that's what you want, to a secure cloud. We'll put them on hard drive or USB, however you would like it. And then once we're finished, we let them know to come pick it up.
One of the perks of the job for Reisig and Rhodes is that they are constantly finding cool artifacts in the salt mine, including the legendary Talking Heads concert film, Stop Making Sense.
Eventually we did find it. The negative, amazingly, was in a warehouse in Kansas that MGM has, which had nothing to do with the film.
It was down in the salt mine.
It was a part of that material that got separated from ownership that's been sitting on pallets for about a decade. And found it, repatriated it to them, and they were extremely grateful to get it back.
I'm Hugo Fan.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, It's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.